Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness, fall beneath the weight. Circling.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Bring it out with me. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late break. Dan Fogelberg, that's the song Nexus, the first song of the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check out. You'll like it. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 12 years. She's been hanging out with us, and she's talking about how to put our best foot forward, how to speak for ourselves. And she's been talking about how to make sure that what we say is sticky, that people remember it, that sometimes it's not just something that just kind of we hear it and we enjoy it at the moment and it goes away. We want people to be able to use it, you know, in the days, weeks, and years ahead. And Karen, thanks again for being here. You brought us three ideas on how to make things sticky. The first one was use
the power
of three. Yeah, the power of three. Break everything you have out into three so people can remember it. Three's a very powerful number. And then the second one is less is more. And we were just getting into that, and you were going to tell us a story.
Okay, the wine tasting.
Yeah,
but nobody goes to jam tasting.
I do.
And imagine you're going to wine tasting, and this is truly what happened. And on one side of the room, there are 30 bottles of wine. On the other table, there are 6 bottles of wine. So you've got one table with a bunch of bottles and one with only 6. Well, let's just say, and this is what happened, 60% of the people went to where all the wine was, and only 40% went to the table with 6.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was 30% of the people that went to the smaller table bought. Only 3% bought from the table that had the bunch of wine.
Too many choices.
First of all, more than half the people went to that table, but only 3% bought. Less people go to the table with less product, but 30% bought. I think that is so, so powerful. We have to remember, a confused listener tunes out, and a confused buyer says no.
Yeah, there's this thing called death by PowerPoint, ladies and gentlemen, that people in corporate America know, right, Karen? Where they watch these, they bring up these PowerPoints with all this stuff on it, and literally you go brain dead reading it or being shown all this stuff.
Just remember, a confused listener says no. A confused listener and a confused buyer out. No mas.
I want to stick another quick thing in here on that thing. Of course, me being the contrarian, I would have gone to the 6 bottle just because that's where most people were not going. But the other thing is, that's a really good metaphor for to me the way small business owners should think of themselves, Karen. Because
that's true.
It's not.
You're the boutique. We're the boutiques out there.
Yeah.
We're not the big boxes, we're the boutiques.
That's
and
right.
We have so much to offer our prospects and our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to number 3.
All right.
Number 3 in terms of sticky content is to add color. And here's what I mean. Everybody probably watched a lot of football last weekend over Thanksgiving. And you always have two commentators that are calling a game. One is doing the play-by-play, but the second person is doing the color.
They're the color person.
All the background, the stories, the examples, the analogies, the background, and the color makes the content interesting and sticky.
I miss Danny Don and Howard Cosell, don't you? You don't remember
what?
You're too young. That's what I
No, I remember Howard Cosell.
Well, they were the best at color. Danny Don Meredith and Howard Cosell.
Yes.
The original Monday Night Football.
Well, of course, Don Meredith. I'm from Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I know Don Meredith.
And so my point is, they were the ultimate color, and they captivated us. You're exactly right. Storytelling, you know, one of the things I point out in my book, Karen, is that storytelling, all this adding color you're talking about, that was the original advertising.
Right. Recently, I went to buy new furniture, and I walked into, you know, there's tons of furniture stores. By the way, small business owners, I went to a small business to buy it.
Good
but
thing.
I walked into each store and I said, tell me the story that your business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to look at their couch or their chair. I just said, tell me the story of your furniture store. And if they couldn't tell me, I didn't go there.
I have a gathering a couple of times a year with people who are really, really great wine experts. They can buy whatever wine they want. But I'm in charge of it's our treat, and we provide the wine. And whenever whatever wine I bring, I tell the people I'm buying the wine from, I have to have wine with a story. It has to have a story. Because the other folks, you know, my guests, they have lots of wine, but they don't have a wine. They don't have wine with my story, and they remember it.
Right, right. No, it's very true. So we now have the three ways to stay sticky and have sticky content.
Yep.
Number one, power of three. Number two, less is more. And number three, add color to your content.
And then you do that by telling stories, folks. I mean, I'll tell you, Karen, I know you completely agree with me on this. You're good at telling stories, ladies and gentlemen. You do it all the time in your business. Tell your customer stories. Tell the people you're speaking to, tell them stories. People love stories. It's primordial, isn't it, Karen?
Well, we just used an example of a story in this chat today,
yeah.
And that was the wine study, the wine test, testing all those wines. That would count as a story.
Absolutely.
That's an example that would count.
And Karen, I need your website one more time, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
Karen Cortell Reisman. Karen, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
With pleasure.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Here's Mr. Richard Pinnaman to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.